Hey, podcaster. Getting help for your podcast doesn't have to be hard, but I know sometimes it can feel like you're either Googling late at night or you're trying to hire a coach that is so expensive and you just want to know, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right things for my podcast and for my business? And this is exactly why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. This is a monthly membership designed to support you as you create a podcast that converts your listeners into leads and helps you sell more of your programs and services. This membership is packed with so many masterclasses, tools, and templates designed to help you simplify your podcast process and bring back more joy to your podcast. Plus, if you sign up now, you will get a special onboarding plus a strategy call with me to go over what your goals are for your podcast. But here's the deal. This is your last chance to lock in the current rate of $47 a month for life. As of May 1st, the price goes up to $97, and that's because this membership is packed with so much value. I would love to see you there and love to help support your podcast. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership to sign up today. Having systems and tools that work for you can make all the difference when it comes to saving time on your podcast each week. So I thought it would be fun today to share what me and my team are using and tools that you need to try if you want to make podcasting a little simpler. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm so glad that you're here. Have I mentioned that? It means the world to me that you listen to my podcast, and I really hope that I am helping you in some way with your podcast as well. So today, the problem that we solve, I want to talk for a minute about something that just keeps coming up, and I may do an episode on this further down the road, but I just wanted to mention it today because it felt really important. Lately, it seems like everybody that I talk to who has a podcast, who's wanting to create their podcast, who's wanting to create something that really showcases their brand and who they are, they have a lot of trouble with confidence. Feeling confident that the content is going to be good, feeling confident that their voice is going to sound okay on the podcast. And they start to question like all of these things. And it always surprises me when people do this because I'm like, you sound amazing. You sound great. Your content's fantastic. And what I've been realizing as I've been digging into this with clients is that creating content is such a personal thing. It is such a personal thing. And it really does take us putting ourselves out there in a way that we may not be used to. And so what I want to do today is encourage you. Like, I totally get it. I am with you 110%. There are days where I sit down and I record and I'm like, that episode was terrible. Or I think to myself, ooh, is that what I really sound like? Or, ooh, is that what I really look like on video? Like, you know, we can be our own worst critics. And so one thing I have been doing is working on some affirmations for podcasters, for my clients, for myself, for when I'm getting ready to record. And I just want to share those with you before we dive into today's episode. So if you're listening to this, I want you to take a deep breath with me in and out. Okay. And the first one we're going to say is, my voice is powerful and resonates with my audience. The next one is, each episode I create is a unique expression of my passion and knowledge. I am capable of making meaningful connections through my podcast. And this one's my favorite. There is someone out there who needs to hear what I have to say. That's so good. So, you know, if you want to write these down, I'm going to have to make some kind of freebie eventually that has these in them so you can have access to them. But before you sit down to record, just take a deep breath and say these to yourself, because they are just so, this has been such a game changer for me. I used to write them on sticky notes and actually put them on my monitor or my camera, like near my camera. So that way I saw it every time I started recording. And just remember, like, it takes time to gain confidence to sit down and record your podcast episodes. This doesn't happen overnight. This is a skill that you build over time. But I promise the more you do it, the better you are going to feel about it. Okay? So that's the problem I solved this week. I really hope those affirmations help you out. I have tried pretty much every tool there is for organization and podcasting. And one thing I find over and over and over again is that the tools really do matter. They really do. The system also matters, especially when we talk about setting up your business and your podcast for success. So I thought it would be fun to do an episode where I just share my top tools and tech tips. Lots of teas there. And hopefully these can help you start to simplify your system so podcasting feels easier each week. Okay. And we will put the links to all of these in the show notes. So if I mention something that you want to check out, be sure to go check the show notes on my website to click on them and go check them out. So let's start with organization and like square one. And I'm probably going to shock a lot of you people, because I'm not going to sit here and recommend like you go download a new tool. I have literally tried them all. I have tried Trello. I have tried ClickUp. I have looked at Monday. I have tried them all. And I think everybody's brain works a little different. And so it really depends on like what you need out of a system and if it's going to work with you. But I'm going to share with you how we do it here at Wild Home Podcasting. And maybe that'll help just so you can visualize. I don't know if anybody's like me, if you're listening to this, like come and tell me on Instagram. But I am one of those people where I have to see it to understand how it works and functions. That's a huge piece of like how my brain operates. And so a lot of times when we're doing something, I'll say to my ops manager, do you have an example? Can I see what that means, what that might look like? Because I need to see it. And you know, for a long time, we used Trello because it was so visual. But the problem with Trello was, especially having team, is we were not able to tag people and assign certain tasks. Now, I believe that Trello now has that kind of option. But anyways, we realized what we needed were checklists. We needed hubs. We needed checklists. We needed, yeah. So we moved to Asana and I have not looked back. I love it. Granted, there was a moment where I kind of had to figure out how it was going to work best for me. But so we have Asana. And so there is an Asana board where it has my podcast and it has each episode, right? Each episode is a task. And inside that task, each podcast is broken down into even more tasks. So editing, recording, show notes, review show notes. I mean, literally every step that you can think of that happens is a task inside that. So we're able to really track like, where are we with these episodes? What's going on with them? So that's one of the, has been a huge game changer for keeping me on track, but also keeping all those little tasks on track. And we update those checklists all the time. Like we're constantly updating those processes. The second thing we use, and again, this might surprise you because it's nothing crazy, is Google Drive. I love Google Drive. I did not realize how great Google Docs and Google Forms and Google Sheets were until like this past 2 years. We have moved from trying to get our clients to use all these crazy systems to here's a Google Doc, here's a Google Sheet. And it has made things so much easier. So for my like content planning, when I'm just sitting down and mapping out my content for the quarter, the month, whatever, I just use a Google Sheet, a Google spreadsheet. And all of these templates that I'm going to talk about today are inside of our membership. So if you want to see what those look like, you do have to join the membership to get them, I'm afraid. But I do love a good Google Sheet. So I will plan in Google Sheets, but then we keep track of the tasks in Asana. And this works really, really well for us. I think Asana is really great for if you have a team and if you like to see things in lists. And that has worked really well for me. I'm not like actually keeping a lot of links and things in Asana. It's more about task tracking for me. And then what's great is we have these dashboards that we've created in Google Drive. And I know that all of my podcast things are in one place. All of the things I need for one episode are in one folder. And that has been such a game changer. So those are the things that I recommend for organization. And, you know, maybe I'll have to do a YouTube video on how we use Asana for our podcast. That would be a really interesting, I think, for people to see inside behind the scenes. Okay, so let's talk about recording for a minute. I want to talk about microphones because this is a tool that you need to have to use for your podcast. I have talked to 3 podcasters just this week who have a Blue Yeti microphone, which if you're watching the video, you'll actually see I have one in the background because they're really pretty. I mean, it's a really pretty microphone, but it doesn't give me the best sound. The one that I love the most is the one that I am using. And I just got this off of Amazon and it's by Mono, M-A-O-N-O, Mono? I don't know. Anyways, I got it on sale during one of the like Amazon Prime Day deals or something. It has been a game changer for my podcast sound. And there's a couple things I want to point out about it that I think would be really, really useful for you if you're thinking like, I want to improve how my microphone sounds. And I'm going to attempt to turn my camera for people who are watching on YouTube. So one thing is I have a pop screen. This is really, really helpful. And this is just a USB condenser microphone. And then I have it on an arm. You can kind of see that in the video. Let me turn it. I have it on an arm. These things alone have made such a difference. Oh my gosh, now my camera is just all out of whack. These things alone have made such a difference in how my podcast sounds. And I'm so happy with it. I'm so happy with my sound. And this was way cheaper, this setup, than this guy over here, than my Blue Yeti. So definitely, like, if you are not loving your sound, consider getting a pop filter, consider getting an arm for your microphone. And considering just going to a cheaper USB condenser mic, because you can probably get better sound out of it than, you know, the more expensive mics. There are some really great microphones out there that are expensive that I hope to get one day. Believe me. But for right now, this is perfect. It works great. All right, let's dive into editing. So, and a little bit of recording too, actually. So one of the things that has made a huge impact on how I'm able to get my podcast out the door and having them be cohesive and structured and sound good is having a script template. This is a template I created for myself, and you could definitely do this for yourself. And this is a template that I've shared in the membership. And I'm going to talk about templates a couple times. And the reason I keep mentioning templates is because there is nothing better for systematizing what you do than having templates. I know that my episodes are going to be structured a certain way pretty much every episode. And so I'm able to sit down and I have a template for that with each section of what I need for the episodes. And I'm able to sit down and in like 5, 10, 15 minutes max, script out an episode within that structure because I've created a template for myself. What's so great about that is then I'm able to just go sit down and record. And if you do it over and over, it becomes like muscle memory, like a habit, something that you're really in tune to doing. And it gets really easy, believe me. And so if you are not like creating some kind of templated outline for yourself or scripting your episodes, I don't script them totally, but just add that to your list. What's so great about it too is because I am creating this, it actually makes creating the show notes a little bit easier. And for show notes, I also recommend having a template. And bonus points, if you're using a script and you're writing your own show notes, you can do it all in one document and just have it all laid out for you. And this is done in Google Docs, and I just copy it and start over every time I'm starting a new episode. But I really, implementing this has been just such a game changer. And a couple of my clients have also implemented this and say that it has helped them immensely get their episodes out the door. It's saving them time. So templates, templates, templates. Now, the tool that I am loving right now for editing is Descript. And I was not going to like it. Let me tell you, like, I was not going to use it. I wasn't going to like it. I wasn't going to touch it with a 10-foot pole, but it has really helped speed up the process, especially when it comes to video editing. So we have incorporated it into our process at Wild Home Podcasting. We still are editing our clients' episodes in Adobe Audition, which I love and I still love. But for me, as like a solo person doing my podcast myself, sometimes it's just a lot easier to do in Descript. And what I love about Descript is that it creates a transcript of your episode. So I'm able to actually read through my episode, not necessarily have to listen to the whole thing again. And if you're someone who doesn't like to listen to the sound of your own voice, this is like one of the best ways to edit, because you can just scroll through your transcript, find where you messed up, fix it. I do always listen to where I cut it, but I love that. And I love that I can also use it for the video editing as well. So right now, my process, because I've taken over my podcast production temporarily, is I will do my template, I will script it out, I'll sit down and record, and I record directly into Descript when I'm doing a solo episode, and then it's ready for me to edit, and I'm able to edit, put it all together in Descript. So love that. I definitely don't think I get as clean an edit as I do in Adobe Audition, but you have to remember that I'm an editor first. So, you know, I hear all those nuances. But I really do love Descript. If you have not checked out Descript and you're struggling with the post-production of your podcast, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's got a lot of really cool features, not just the transcript. That's a huge piece of it for me, but it also has some other things that are really awesome. So I highly recommend trying it out. Once the show is edited, then now it's time to do show notes. And I'm going to share a couple quick tools and ideas for this. So I mentioned that we have a template for our show notes, and that's absolutely true. And that makes it so easy to write it every week because I know exactly how it's going to look. One thing I have been doing is using ChatGPT to what I like to call zhuzh my writing. So I'm a writer, but I do not enjoy, I feel like I have a really hard time with marketing copy. Like it's a little different. We have a copywriter on our team and she does such a great job. And then I try to write something and I'm like, oh, this doesn't sound as good as she would do it. Well, one thing I have been doing is taking my writing and putting it into ChatGPT and asking it to tweak it using my brand voice. I give it very specific instructions. And so if you want to know how to do that, I would look it up because it can totally mess it up. But the reason I wanted to share this tool is because I know there are a lot of you out there who are DIYing your show notes, and it can be a really frustrating process. And this is just one little quick thing that I will do sometimes just to help me make it sound a little bit better, to improve it just a little bit. And of course, I go through and change it a ton, but it definitely has helped with my writing. So check that out. Now, there are a couple things that we use for post-production to get it ready to share and to create our graphics, to create our videos that we share on Instagram. And there's a couple of tools I'm going to mention here. So one is Canva. Canva, Canva, Canva. I love Canva. I, again, as somebody who like built their career on Adobe products, I was not going to love Canva. I was like, oh, I'm not going to use that. And now it's all we use. I love it. It's fantastic. But what's so great about it is you can put templates in it, right? We're back to templates because this is really what's going to help you systematize your process. We put templates in it and it's so easy to create the graphics for the episodes and then other graphics that I need as well. And then to create the audiograms or the videos that I share on Instagram, I highly recommend a tool called Headliner. If you are wanting to do the audiograms with the little waveforms, that's a really great one. But then we have also figured out how to do this in Descript. Descript can do this as well. And so if you already are using Descript to edit your podcast episode, it's so easy to create these videos in Descript. And we just make a background or like an overlay in Canva, pull that in, create the video, and now we've got something that we can share on social media. So love, love, love that. Now, when I'm actually sharing things on social media, I am using Later to help me schedule things out. And I've tried a couple of social media scheduling tools, and Later, I just keep going back to it because it's so simple, it's so easy to use, and I'm able to kind of pick and choose what I want to go on what platform, and if I want to change how the captions and things show up on different platforms. So I really, really love it. Highly recommend. I also love that they will send me an email when I have an Instagram post that's doing really well. It's like my own little personal cheerleader. And I need that sometimes when I'm posting on Instagram and feeling really insecure about the things that I'm posting. So I do love that about Later. So highly recommend checking that out. If you're still manually like uploading things to Instagram, schedule. It makes it so much easier. So a really good example is like tonight, I'm going to edit this episode. My ops manager is going to help me create the graphics. And then I'm literally going to sit and just schedule everything. And so when Monday rolls around and my episode goes live, I don't have to do anything. And that makes it so much easier to contemplate the fact that I am having to get this episode out, right? So my favorite thing that I am absolutely in love with these days. Now, I did an episode a while back about why I was switching RSS feed hosts. And I've talked about this in my membership a lot. But I am so, so glad that I switched. And I love Buzzsprout so much. We just did a training in the Strategic Podcast Academy where I shared how to do dynamic ads. And that is something that I'm loving in Buzzsprout right now. And I love that I don't have to pay extra for it. And I love that it's so easy and simple to use. And so Buzzsprout is where I host my podcast episodes. And then, of course, my website is on Squarespace, and that's where my blog is. And it all works so seamlessly together. Love it. And the very last tool that I want to share with you is what I use for my email list. So if you do not have an email list for your podcast or your business, you absolutely need to. And if you do have it and you want to start diving deeper into automations and funnels, which is something we're going to be talking about in my upcoming workshop, Podcasting for Profit, I love ActiveCampaign. Now, I know a lot of people love ConvertKit, and granted, I tried it years ago and just didn't love the interface. And when I opened up ActiveCampaign, I was like, oh, this is more visually like, I don't know. See, again, I'm a visual person. I have to see things to understand how they work. And I think that's why ConvertKit at first did not work for me, because I wanted things to be prettier and to be different. And so I love ActiveCampaign. I've stuck with them. I really like the changes they're making and the improvements. And I love all the different automations that I can set up. And this is something that I've been digging deeper into as my business has been growing. And, you know, as I'm thinking about, okay, how am I pulling people from my podcast into my business? It's so great to have that available to kind of lay out some pretty great funnels. So I highly recommend it. So these are the tools that I use for my podcast every week. I really hope that me kind of going through my process a little bit and sharing these tools helps you. You know, one of my big goals whenever I work with anybody is like, how can we simplify the process? Because if the process is yucky, you're not going to want a podcast. If it feels hard, if it feels disconnected, it's going to make wanting to sit down and podcast a lot harder. And so something I really, really encourage all of my clients to do and anyone I work with is, listen, let's think about your process and your systems and let's get those down and get them working. That way, when you're 25, 50, 100 episodes in, it's so easy to keep going, because that's really the important piece here is we want to make it so that it's easy for us so we can stay consistent, so we can grow our podcast. So I'd love to hear what your favorite tools were out of the ones I mentioned. If you have some others that you recommend, oh, please send them my way. I know there's a lot more out there that I didn't mention, and that's because I don't use them. And these are the ones that I'm actually using. And just a quick reminder before you go, this episode is coming out on a Monday. The Podcasting for Profit workshop is going to be live the following Wednesday. And if you want to join me there, we're going to be talking about how to set up a funnel and go in depth into the three keys that your podcast needs to have to be set up to be profitable. So you can head to wildhomepodcasting.com/profit. It's going to be so much fun, and I hope to see you there. And I'll be back next week with another episode. Thank you for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast guide to creating episodes for sales by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next time.